B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It is 3 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show right here live at Hooters. Catch all the football action at Hooters this season and enjoy game day specials all season long. All the games, all the wings, all season at Hooters. We're in King of Prussia, of course. And the 3 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show is brought to us by Corporate Leafs Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie, hoagie party trays, every bit as good. All right, the announcement has been put down. Ladies and gentlemen, this football season on Sundays, premiering this Sunday, Birds Outsiders, the show is called, with our own Natalie Agonoff as part of a three-member panel.
Thanks, Mike.
Be working with Jason Ashworth and Roy Burton.
Yes.
Sensational.
There you go. And so it'll be a show like the, to my right, the man does Sixers Outsiders. Tyrone does Sixers Outsiders. Yes. To my left does Eagles Outsiders or Birds Outsiders.
Yes.
And I do nothing.
It's the same premise. Well, no, I said it's like, this is Happy Days. And then Ty has what, like Joni Loves Chachi or Laverne and Shirley. And I'm like Mork and Mindy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We're like spinoffs.
Yes.
Spinoffs of the show.
The NBC Sports Philly has released this, so we're able to talk about it. And they have a nice little graphic of you three guys.
Yes.
And they have another graphic where you look like you have a shoulder pad.
It does. I think because...
So they use the right one.
Yeah. They use the right one. Yeah, it looks great. I'm super excited for this opportunity and just to really talk to the fan base every single Sunday. It's an interactive show, so hashtag Birds Outsiders, just like you do a tie with Sixers Outsiders, and we'll be monitoring all the comments, and it's live reaction to the game. So it's going to be intense, and it's going to be great, and it's really just, you know, raw, unfiltered
Eagles talk. The promo says fired up, no filter, just the way Philly likes it. So congratulations. Now, that's
Thank
really
you.
Great news.
Thank you, Mike. It would not be possible without you.
This is legit TV for you.
We do legit TV.
Yeah, we do, but it's like your show.
Yeah. Well, it's not my show. There's three people. I'm always part of a trio, but it's super cool, and I'm so excited to get started. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't believe it.
I am proud of you, Natalie. Yes. This is fantastic.
Thank you.
I know how hard you work to get to this point, so it's fantastic.
Thanks, it is fantastic.
Wouldn't be nothing about my fam, you guys.
Do you have any words of wisdom for... Natalie, as she enters this venture, since you've already done it,
okay.
What's the advice you would give Nat?
All right, be yourself. I don't know. Is that advice? And then the other part is the mute buttons comes in handy.
I know.
The reaction sometimes gets super intense.
Right.
And you have to filter out certain things because it comes at you really raw. Usually, Mike, when you get it, it's after somebody sleeps on it for a day. Not that show.
No.
Yeah, it's a live interaction. But here's the good news about the show this year. They're going to be good.
Yes, thank the Lord.
So, but actually, when they lose...
It might be really bad.
It's going to be great.
Right.
Because taking the frustrated fan view on a show like that, like right after the game, right after they've seen the post-game show and they everybody's doing the X and O thing, now you can vent on your show.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Fantastic. It's awesome. I'm so excited.
Congrats.
Can't believe it, actually. But thanks,
people.
Everyone.
People in Hooters. Standing ovation for Natalie.
Oh, boy.
Let me tell you about the people in Hooters. Real Muto just hit a home run to tie it. Tyrone, you may be out. These people are into it. These people are still into the Philly season. They stood up and cheered and clapped when Real Muto hit that home run.
You know, it was almost enough to move me back. It
was almost enough to move you back. So what are they, tied now?
Yeah, 3-3.
3-3 in the eighth? Bottom of the eighth.
They're going to get the four. I said they're going to get the four. They're going to get the four.
All right, well, hopefully they can pull this one off. 610-622-0975. Let's get back to the phones. Zachary and Cape May. Zach, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, bud?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's going on, Zachary?
So, Natalie, congratulations.
Thank you.
Those other two are just sidekicks.
The other two are just sidekicks.
So I got the Eagles at 13-3,
14-2. 14-2. All right, who they lose to?
I agree with you, Packers.
Uh-huh.
I think they lose to the Packers week 4. And I don't have them losing until Dallas at home. I know that sounds horrible, but I think their backups are in by then.
Dallas at home. That's the
Dallas at home.
They're going to lose to Green Bay. So those three games on the road, at Minnesota, at Dallas, at Buffalo, they're all wins. And then the Bears in New England, they're all wins.
I have them there. Like, Doug Peterson has Bill Belichick's number. I think he does. I think that Super Bowl scared him. I think that Super Bowl scared Bill Belichick. I think he knows the Eagles have their number, and he's not going to know what to do.
Uh-huh.
I think the Vikings are fine. But I think... And this Jordan Howard nonsense with him not being at full force after a year last year where the Bears didn't use him that much, I think he has full strength. And I think Miles Sanders competes for first team. But I think Jordan Howard comes out. I think their defensive line, I think Deshaun Hall is going to really play. And I think this team has a chip on their shoulder. People forget, Derek Barnett, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Brooks, Rodney McLeod, all these guys have a chip on their shoulder. They didn't play last year at the end of the season. And that's not even
Listen, I'm glad you're optimistic. 14-2 seems a bit much, that you're going to win all those games in that tough part of the schedule where they're three on the road, Minnesota, Dallas, Buffalo, then the Bears, and then after the bye, New England, Seattle. It's tough for me to think they're going to win all those games, but okay. I'm all right with it. It's a little overly optimistic.
Yeah.
You got to allow for a couple losses in that six-game schedule there.
Yeah, there's going to be.
They go 4-2 through that. They're doing good.
Yeah, the schedule's a grind. And that all started, they did the three-road game thing because they were sure the Phillies were going to be in the playoffs.
Exactly.
That's why another reason why they better be in the damn playoffs.
All right.
I play three road games because they're going to be in the playoffs, and then the building's just sitting empty.
Let's go to Pat and Ambler. Pat, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Pat?
Mikey Mez!
What's up, buddy?
Tyrone, Natalie, congratulations.
Thank you.
To Northeast Queen, Brad. But Mike, listen,
yes,
brother. Tyrone's doing Sixers outsider. Now he's doing his Eagles outsider. There's only one more sport left for you, brother. You know where I'm going with this. You can do the outsiders. You and the big dog.
Flyers outsider.
Yeah. No, the outsider.
Hosted by me.
You and Joe Stazak, yeah.
There you go.
There you go, Mike. Put that in the works.
Mike's on the... My show's called Mike's on the Outside. That's what that is.
But, Mike, listen, brother. I got to talk to you about the Birds. I got them coming out of the shoot. I got them winning 11-5 this year.
11-5. All right. Then that's a legitimate prediction because one of the guys that covers the NFL has them at 11-5 also. And in Vegas, the over-under is 10.
Yeah, I think the first loss comes to Green Bay. That should be a good matchup because it should be Aaron Rodgers versus Carson Wentz. That's always going to be a good one. But, Mike, what scares you more, though? What team in the NFC scares you? Is it the Cowboys? Is it the Rams? Is it Saints? Who is it?
Saints.
Who scares you the most?
Saints? Yeah. Saints scare me. Rams still scare me. The Bears, everybody, it's a fashionable selection this year. I think the Saints, Rams, they're the two teams they're going to vie with.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that it's definitely something about the Rams that's just going to be bugging us, but I definitely think it's going to be one of the Saints or the Rams. And, Mike, can I ask you a Phillies question?
Sure.
Mike, would you give up Hoskins for a top AL pitcher?
Top AL pitcher like who?
I don't have anybody in particular in mind, but if somebody came in with a hot deal, anybody from the AL, or they could use Hoskins as a DH, would you do it?
Yeah, if it's a number one ace guy, I probably would think about it hard.
Yeah, because I asked the bro, and he said no.
Nobody's going to give you a number one ace for Rhys Hoskins.
No, not even.
No,
you
would have to take like a... You know, somewhere in the middle of the rotation for Hoskins. They're not going to give you any of their top two pitchers for him.
Okay, well, Mike, you have a great one, buddy.
All right, pal. You got it.
I've been meaning to ask you, Mike.
Yeah.
Gerrit Cole.
Yes.
He's 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be 29
yep.
in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Free agent.
Yep.
They're not going to pay him.
Nope.
You know, we all know he has the agent that Harper and Reese has.
Yes, Scott Boras.
Do you pay him in the offseason if you're
a player? You know how much it's going to cost you?
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm asking you. It'd be no question. No, the money is the everything. He's 29, so he's on the right side of 30. He's hitting free agency at the right time. You know how desperate this team is. And since he brought up pitching, forget trading somebody.
Who is the highest paid pitcher in baseball right now? Because I'm trying to figure out how much Gerrit Cole is going to, Boris is going to ask for him. And he's going to ask six years.
Strasburg, $35 million this year.
Strasburg, $35
million. But that's not the average.
Gerrit Cole is going to get $40 million a year for 7 years.
Okay.
The Phillies aren't going to pay that.
Would you? I didn't ask what the Phillies would do.
I look at what's realistic. If it was realistic, of course I would pay.
Okay, he shoots for 40, and similar to Harper and Machado, it lingers. Because with baseball, it always lingers. And you get him at 35. You get him at the Strasburg number, 6 years, 35. So you sign him through the age of 35. So you know the back end of the contract is going to be bad.
Yeah, I'm in.
Do you think they would be in?
6 years, 35, I'm in. They wouldn't give Corbin 6 years. They would give Gerrit Cole 6 years.
Cole's a better player. Better pitcher.
Yes, he is.
Okay, and then he's your opening day starter. Nola's now your two.
Yep.
And now you're in business.
Yeah.
Then you can bring the kid up.
Spencer Howard now.
You bring him. You can make him your five, and that you can skip him sometimes if you're worried about wear and tear on his arm.
Exactly. So you got three slots lined up already for you.
Right.
All right, so you're signing Cole. You got Nola as your two. You got Spencer Howard as your three.
I put him lower just because.
Who's your three?
What I'm going to end up having to do is one guy that's current has to come back. I don't like to.
Which guy?
Probably Vargas.
Vargas.
He's still under contract.
All right, Vargas is your three. Howard is your four.
And then
who's your five?
I find a guy. Then it's a low cost.
So it won't be any other guy that you have. So you're saying goodbye to Pivadja?
Yes.
Bye to five-inning Vinny?
Vinny will be in my bullpen.
Ike yeah. off.
That's what I'm doing. Vinny right. would still be on my roster, though, and I would truly try to see if he could be a reliever. He would never start. Okay. I'm saying I'm going to make him a reliever.
Okay.
I think he's athletic and stuff enough to keep around on your roster.
All right. I like it.
Okay.
All right. 610-632-0975. Steel in Ocean City. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steel.
Mike Mitch and crew.
What's up, Steele?
Good afternoon. Miss Natalie, what a tremendous accolade. God bless you and your endeavors. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Mike Mitch,
yes.
I heard there was a body issue, 97.5.
Yeah, we were talking about who would do it.
Yeah, okay. I think you should put one out for the listeners. And I'm in over 60.
You're in. Who wants you to pose?
A listener's one.
You want a listener's? Oh,
yeah,
so Steele, you want to lead the listener's body issue?
Yes, I do.
So we'll go with Steele, Vicente. We'll be in there.
Pat from Ambler.
Pat from Ambler being a body issue.
He's got to.
Jim from Havertown.
Yeah.
That could be quite a sight.
Bernie.
Well, we haven't heard from Bernie in a while.
I talked to Bernie a couple weeks ago.
Really?
On the weekend. Yeah, he's doing better health-wise.
All right, Steele, we'll consider you for the audience body issue.
Yeah, I'd like to be in the middle centerfold.
I'll be the judge of that.
Still, you've been roiding up or what?
All right, you guys are great. Listen, I'm going to go against you guys. I'm going to take the Skins and plus 10.
Plus 10?
Yeah, right. Well, I think the line is 9.5, 9, mm-hmm. 10. But I'm gonna go against the pundits. What a fantastic show. And again, Miss Natalie, what a fantastic jump in your career and accolade. God bless.
All right, Steele. Thank you very much. I think the Eagles are going to win this game. I don't have any trepidation at all. I'm going to fire in.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Game one.
Yeah, I'm going to pay.
PlayFigureHouse.com.
Yeah, I'm going to use some of the green zone money this weekend, and I'm going to apply that to the Eagles game.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do, because at 3:30, we've got our fantasy football expert on, Eric Carabel. After that, We're going to play Gimme Three NFL.
Oh.
Gimme Three NFL. So here's the way it'll work. I give you a franchise. This is just to get people into their mindset. I'll give you a franchise. You got to give me the first three names that pop into your head on that franchise.
Okay.
First three names, and that could be anybody.
Can't be active,
it doesn't
right?
have to be a player. No active.
Right.
No active players, no active coaches, no active owners.
Okay.
All right? Now, the Phillies are, obviously, people are glued into the Phillies game today.
Yes.
Because normally we'd be talking like crazy about the Eagles. So the Phillies are lingering. The Gabe just trotted out there, and who's he bringing in now? We don't know? All right, so the Reds have two on, and Gabe is going to bring in another pitcher. I think it's going to be Morin. He pitched yet?
No. I'm going to look at the box as soon as it loads up.
Or is he bringing in that goofy guy with the goofy stretch? Who's that guy, the goofy stretch?
Oh, it looks like Morin might be coming in, or Morin just got
is
taken
it
out.
Oh, he took Morin out?
It's one or the other.
Oh, it's Ranger Suarez.
Oh, all right,
Ranger
fine.
Suarez must be a left-handed. Look at Gabe playing percentages here.
It's going to be fine. I trust Rangers.
Trust Ranger in this spot? How many outs?
I do.
How many outs in this game?
Two outs.
Two outs?
I trust Ranger.
Ah, he brought him in against Votto.
I trust him. He's going
to
get...
The lefty to pitch to Votto. That's great managing.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
Oh, he's pinch hitting. Votto, not in the lineup tonight. All right, we're gonna give you the play-by-play this at bat. Can we do that?
Not legally.
No.
Don't mean we shouldn't do it.
not legally. All right, so I'll shift gears here. This story that was really interesting that was written by two guys that used to be in town, and now they're covering the Eagles for the Athletic. So Zach Berman,
yep.
And Bo Wolf.
Yep.
All right, so here's they go through questions. And the first question they ask, and I'm going to ask you this question, who is the most likely to get his first Pro Bowl nod?
First Pro Bowl being
team?
The key.
First Pro Bowl nod.
First Pro Bowl. I'm going to go, I'm thinking two names. The left guard.
The left guard.
Yes. Because everybody else, the left tackle, right guard, and
they're going to say Malu.
Yeah, he'd be one. And then on the offensive side, or on the defensive side, X on defense.
You're going to go Pro Bowl Maddox?
I think he can really play. I'm really high on him.
All right, he's not going to make a Pro Bowl. So the answers that they gave, and one of them is actually an interesting answer because it has a real chance of happening. Now, Berman says... Derek Barnett.
I love him.
Will
I think
be the first time Pro Bowl.
That would make his stats are off the charts, actually. And he's so young still. I could completely see that.
Here's the most likely scenario. And I hate that I'm even echoing this, but Bo Wolf has the right call on this. The punter, Cameron Johnston, will be the first time Pro Bowl guy. Think about it. It's logical. He's been very good.
He's actually excellent. That's why they didn't bring in any competition, because they know they're not going to find a guy off the street
right.
better than him.
Now, the other candidate would be Dallas Goedert, but he's not going to get enough catches to be a Pro Bowl guy, because Ertz is the main guy. But Cameron Johnston has a chance to be a Pro Bowl punter. Not that would even count.
I mean...
Think about it for a second. Who's more likely to get the Pro Bowl nod? Cameron Johnston or Derek Barnett? Most likely now.
I guess the punter, but he's not a football player.
Well, I know, but still, he's the logical answer to that question.
No, you know what? No, Barnett. I can't. No. The punter's not making it.
All right, I'm just telling you.
Because they're not going to
count
here's
it either.
Why.
But I think...
He's not going to punt enough. Somebody like Miami's punter or some other team that stinks punters going to have way more punts.
Okay.
He might only punt twice a game.
Right.
He's not going to have enough punts.
All right.
So I'm going Barnett. I cannot go punter, even though I respect them more than kickers.
All right, that's fair. Now, coming up, Eric Carabell, with your fantasy football questions, We'll get into the fantasy football weekend and who he likes and what your individual questions are for your team after this. Again, you can climb in. Actually, we use our contest line at 215-263-0975 if you want to get live on the air with a question for Eric Carabell. Otherwise, email MikeMiss at 975@fanatic.com or the Twitter, MikeMiss975. We're back after this live at Hooters, the Mike Missinelli Show.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, 3:30, Mike Missinelli Show. We are live today at Hooters. First time we've been out in a long time. Here at Hooters, King of Prussia, a great place to hang out, have some wings. And right now it's the fantasy football section of the show. We do it every Thursday with our next guest because he knows everything about fantasy football. He is the reliable one, we call him around here. Eric Cabral is brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers. What?
Hi, how are you?
Well, what's happening here? What? What?
Oh, yeah, Eric Carabell is presented by Family and Company Jewelers.
Okay. All right.
Don't miss the 2019 Viraggio Bridal Show, September 13th through 15th. See the largest selection of Viraggio rings in the area and save hundreds. One weekend only, Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Okay, we had. I know what you're doing there, Tyrone. Tyrone's waving like a maniac. I know what the hell's going on here. So yeah, that was your read. But Eric, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
Fantastic. Let's get right into it because a lot of people are hanging on your every word here. Let's talk about the Philadelphia Eagles in this game on Sunday and whether you like any particular angles here.
I like the Eagles to win big. I mean, they're a much better team than Washington. It's just plenty of points. The problem in fantasy, I've been saying it for months, so many good players on the Eagles that after Carson Wentz, it's going to be tough to glean a ton of value here from the running backs and receivers because everybody's sharing. So, you know, you've done your draft already. Carson Wentz is a must-play. Zach Ertz, must play as well. After that, I'm not sure. Running backs are going to share. Receivers are all going to share. The defense, I also have number one for the week against Case Keenum.
Oof. All right, so you have faith in Carson. You got to play.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was going to be MVP 2 years ago. Yes, you got to play him. Top 10 guy.
All right, let's look around. What pops out at you in these matchups that you really like a particular player?
Well, I mean, it is all about the matchups, but if you drafted a guy as a starter, chances are you're going to use him as a starter, so I don't sit them. Like Kansas City's at Jacksonville. I don't like that matchup at all. The only time last year Mahomes didn't have a touchdown. So they have a timeshare at running back. Some of the receivers, you know, I don't like as much this week because Jacksonville's got a good secondary, but are you going to sit any of these guys? So you got to figure out Damian Williams is not a good play because Jacksonville's a good defense, and McCoy is there now. So you might want to sit him for somebody else as a flex option. It could be Miles Sanders. I don't recommend that until we see what happens with the backfield in Philly, but there are other better matchups here. Like the San Fran-Tampa Bay game should be a shootout all around. Nobody ever thinks of Peyton Barber or Matt Breida, but these running backs in this game should go off. Both quarterbacks should go off. I've got Jameis Winston as a top five quarterback this week at home against a bad defense.
Wow. What about in Arizona with that weird offense that they're going to run out there? How do you read that as far as personnel goes? You do
love it. Yeah, because it's look, the first Chip Kelly good year, I mean, the offensive players put up numbers. This is going to be a more creative, more efficient offense than that. Kyler Murray can run the ball. He's going to be a top 10 running back, maybe not this week right away, but this season because of his legs, like what Michael Vick used to do. Now, he doesn't have great weapons yet after David Johnson, but I do think Christian Kirk will be a top 25 wide receiver much of the season. I think Fitzgerald's got a little bit left. And this week they played Detroit, a team that likes to keep the score down, and they were able to do that most of the time last season. But don't look at last year's defense, so much has changed.
All right, what about this Antonio Brown thing? How does it affect fantasy here?
I just removed him from my rankings. I can't imagine that after what happened today, and what Mayock said to everybody, that they let him play on Monday night. He has to be suspended. Now, it might just be one game. Don't drop Brown from your roster if you're going to trade him away, because he may not play for a month. If you're going to trade him away, make sure you get something decent for him. He still is a very talented guy, and if he's on the Patriots in 3 weeks, he could be a top five receiver this year. So don't do anything dumb, but make sure you have another option for this weekend. And that might mean tonight's game activating a guy like Valdez-Scantling instead, which stinks. But I really doubt Brown is playing in week number one.
All right, a lot of questions about Josh Gordon. What do you think about playing him?
Look, if you drafted Gordon, you probably didn't do so as a starter. I do think he's going to have some big games this season. I think he's going to be inconsistent. But let's remember, Tom Brady was not even close to a top 10 quarterback last season. So even if you've got Josh Gordon, and he's not the number one option, Edelman is, and James White is over him as well, Gordon's going to have a bunch of games with 80 yards on five catches. He'll score touchdowns, but I can't tell you it's this week. I don't have him among my top 25 wide receivers. You play him because you have to play him, but how do you have to play a guy like that in week one? Nobody's hurt, and there's no bye weeks yet.
All right, let's get some questions here. Twitter, Paul wants to know, Josh Gordon or Damian Williams for the flex spot? You can put down on both of them.
I think Williams has to be the option because he's going to get four touches. Gordon might get 6-7. Williams should get 15 here. I doubt LeSean McCoy has a big touch load in week one.
All right, Robbie, half a PPR league, Eckler or James White in the flex?
Ooh, like them both. And they're very similar, but I have Eckler ranked a little bit ahead. No sign of Melvin Gordon. Don't drop him from your teams, but you're not playing him anytime soon.
All right, Mike Ron has a PPR. He has AB, and he needs a replacement. So he's wondering, Mike Williams versus Indy, Geronimo Allison versus the Bears, Christian Kirk versus the Lions.
I mean, Mike Williams is among the top 20 receivers already, even without Brown. It's not a great matchup against Indy, but at least they're at home. But Mike Williams is more of a touchdown guy, not so great in a PPR. But, I mean, I would take Mike Williams over Tyrell Williams, who's going to be the guy who gains the most in Oakland right now. But still, not the quarterback situation you want.
All right, Francesco on email says, Winston or Breeze?
It's Winston, honestly. I mean, both those quarterbacks should go nuts this week. Breeze has to face a very good Houston pass rush, a good secondary there. He is at home, but I just think Winston's matchup is so much better.
All right, Tyrone from our show here wants to know if he'd take Larry Fitzgerald as a late draft pick.
I mean, you know, give me three names and I'll say, you know, I'll rank them, but there's not a whole lot of upside with Fitzgerald. I do think Kyler Murray will get him maybe 50, 60 receptions, not a ton of touchdowns. But, you know, in the late in the draft, I'm looking for upside picks more than that. And there's a lot of other young wide receivers. I'd rather have Christian Kirk of Arizona. Yeah. He has the upside to be a 1,000-yard receiver. I don't know if Fitzgerald does anymore. Yeah,
Tyrone has a lot of time to kill because he's out on the Phillies, he announced today, after they lost last night. So that's why
he has to win today. They could win today.
He says it doesn't matter. It's not going to bring him back in, but I beg to differ. It will. All right, Kyle on Twitter. I need one running back, one flex to start. I need to choose Damian Williams, Stephon Diggs, Mark Ingram. Which two should I choose?
Not Williams there.
No Williams. So Diggs, Stephon Diggs, Mark Ingram, you're going.
Yeah, sure.
All right, flex option. David Brown wants to know, Tariq Cohen or Chris Godwin, who a lot of people, is he a sleeper fantasy, Chris Godwin?
I mean, I'd call him a sleeper, except he was being drafted among, like, the top 22 wide receivers. So it's hard to be a sleeper that way.
Okay.
But, I mean, I do like the Penn State kid. I'd play Godwin over Cohen because Chicago just drafted a rookie running back, and he's going to get a lot of runs.
All right, let's go to the phones. Jeff in Coatesville has a question for you. Jeff, you're on with Eric Carabell.
Hey, what's going on? All right, I'm looking at a flex PPR position. Philip Lindsay or Allen Robinson from the Bears?
I mean, probably Lindsay, the timeshare with the Denver running backs there. Royce Freeman's really good, but for week one, I mean, Lindsay's going to catch passes, too. He's going to be their version of, like, Tariq Cohen, I think.
All right, back to email. James White, Marlon Mack, or Calvin Ridley? He needs a running back and a flex out of those three.
I'd play the two running backs there.
All
Ridley's
right.
A low reception guy.
He also says, should I play Big Ben or Jimmy G?
Oh, no, it's Ben. And Garoppolo, I mean, yes, I do like the matchup for him, but he throws a lot of interceptions. He'll get his receivers a lot of numbers, but I don't know about him.
So. All right, back to Twitter. Nelson, Brandon Cooks, or Adam Thielen for the flex in a PPR league?
It's generally going to be Thielen there, but I do think both have the potential to be a wide receiver one this week, but Thielen generally.
All right, Jimmy, start two of these three. Duke Johnson, Aaron Jones, Calvin Ridley.
It's
the running backs again. I mean, Ridley might score a touchdown, but you can never bank on that. The other guys will get a lot more receptions, and they have a shot of getting in the end zone as well.
All right, two quarterback questions, and we'll wrap it up. Carson Wentz or Drew Brees?
Wentz.
Would you consider starting Kyler Murray over Aaron Rodgers because of the matchups in week one?
Yeah, in fact, I think I rank them around the same, like 11, 12 range. I would definitely consider it if you want to take a chance. Kyler Murray's going to be good. And I have Wentz as like my number three quarterback of the week.
All right. Well, that was a fast and furious debut by Eric Carabel. Very nicely done, pal. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Good luck.
All right, there he is. Eric Carabel?
Yes, brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Don't miss the 2019 Verraggio Bridal Show, September 13th through 15th. See the largest selection of Verraggio rings in the area. Save hundreds, one week and only. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Matt's floating right now. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, she's in flight. She's floating.
I'm fine. I'm a little. Feeling a little verklempt.
She's like Wimpy from the Popeye commercials, following the scent of hamburgers. They're floating in the air.
I'm actually very hungry as well. I can't wait to eat my salad.
And we're all excited for you, Matt. Nice job. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. You can get in right now. You want to analyze the Phillies game? It looks like they're in extra innings, top of the 10th. Tussle with Cincinnati, tied 3-3, 610-632-0975. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, it's 347. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. We're live at Hooters. You can catch all the football action at Hooters this season. Enjoy game day specials all season long. All the games, all the wings, all season at Hooters. Monday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hooters has the football beer special here. 3 pounds for $9.95. What's 3 pounds? 3 pounds is 3 16-ounce cans.
Oh, wow.
Served in an ice-cold bucket.
$9.95. That's a
great deal.
The Taco Tequila Thursdays, $5 signature margaritas, and a $7.50 order of tacos. Now, Tyron, you get the shrimp tacos.
Yeah, I got them.
You
right
got
now.
Them today.
Yeah, they're excellent. Excellent. I wish I could eat this last one during the segment, but I have to wait till the break.
God, you can chew it now.
Nah.
Yeah, I won't call on you.
Sorry.
Because you have no opinion on the Phillies anyway. They're still battling.
I have an opinion after the game.
Out of it.
After the game, I'll have an opinion.
All right. They're hanging in there. 3-3 with the Cincinnati Reds. 610-622-0975. All right, we're going to start this little gimme three game. I give you a football franchise. I think you're geared up for football. Give you a football franchise. You give me the first three names that pop in your head. So Tyron, I'll start with you.
Okay.
Buffalo Bills.
Andre Reed, he's my favorite player, period. He's on Twitter now, O.J. Simpson. The Juice, actually, O.J.'s the other person. The Juice.
You going to
the
Juice?
I thought you said the first three to come to mind.
All right, okay.
Andre
all
Reed,
right.
The Juice. And then the third one is Jim Kelly.
All right.
Get well soon.
Jim Kelly. And who would be your fourth?
Fourth one would be Thurman
Thomas. Likely get.
Thurman Thomas.
Who'd be your fifth?
Fifth. Oh, Flutie for some reason. I don't know why.
Bruce Smith.
For some reason, I always hated Bruce Smith.
What?
I don't like Bruce Smith. The video where he fell over that went viral this week because he was, quote unquote, dehydrated, I laugh every time he fell.
Is it Pat Egan that has his nominations? J.P. Lossman?
I think that's whoever was floating, but it could have been
Who is that?
I don't know.
J.P. Lossman.
I remember Lossman.
Yeah, from Tulane.
I loved Eric Moles, though.
Eric Moles, the receiver? From where? Where'd he go? Where's he at?
I don't know. Where'd he go to school?
Eric Moles. Yeah.
You always know.
I know. He went to, like, smaller school, I think. All right, let's go back to the phones. We'll go Baz from Southwest Philly. What's up, Baz?
Hey, Mike, what's happening?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I like the Eagles on about 12-4.
12-4, all right. Who are their losses?
You said they're losing to Washington. I don't see them. I see them.
Well, one surprising NFC loss other than Dallas. It's either Giants or Washington. I understand on paper it doesn't work, but I don't know. So I just have some weird feeling that they're going to lose that a game that they never would be expected to lose.
Okay. I'm like, yeah, if everything goes right, they should be 5-4 right there for in the Super Bowl, huh?
I like it. I think they can come out 12-4 of the NFC. They get the home field advantage for every playoff game, which to me is essential to get to that plateau. And that's where I think Mississippi style. You went to Mississippi State, Eric Moulds. All right.
Yeah, this is my first time calling. I like you. I like Tyrone. I like Natalie, too. She's very non-biased, I would say. Like, very nice lady.
She is a very sweet lady.
All right. Yes, well, yeah, I'm from Southwest Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Probably one of the better athletes to come out of South Philadelphia.
Oh, Boston, you are? Look at your best.
Football, basketball, baseball, even some hockey, Mike.
You played hockey in Southwest Philly?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
We used to play not the ice hockey.
Oh, well, that's what I'm talking about. You play street hockey in Southwest Philly?
Huh? Yeah, Mike.
You played street hockey?
Yeah, I played street hockey. We played it at
Bartram. I got you. All right, listen, you want to play this little game here? Name the three. Give me three. I give you a franchise. You give me the first three names of pop.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Miami Dolphins.
Dan Marino, Larry Zonka. Murky Morris. Did he play
that? All right, that's good. See, you're an old school guy. I can tell Baz was an old school guy.
Yeah.
Right? Because he went Larry Zonka and Mercury Morris. He went back in the day. But you could easily go Duper Clayton.
Yeah, the Marino guys are the guys that I think about. Those were his two guys. And then, for some reason, Scott Mitchell popped in my mind.
Scott Mitchell. Yes, he was a backup quarterback.
And then ended up starting there briefly. Didn't really work out.
Well, if my memory is correct, because I was at the game, Marino got hurt. Scott Mitchell came in. No, that was Green Bay. Wait, Doug Peterson came into a game for somebody in Philly.
It had to be the Packers.
Who else did he play
for? Favre didn't get hurt, ever.
He came into a game as the third stringer. I think it was the Dolphins.
Yeah,
I think Mitchell got hurt, and then Peterson had to come in.
Now people will look it up online.
Yeah, people look it up. I recall it because I was at the game and I go, Doug Peterson, who's this guy? Rasheed in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rasheed.
Hello, how are you? Good afternoon.
What's going on, Rasheed? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm thinking the Eagles, we're going to go 13-3. And I say our three losses will come is the last game against Dallas. And I think it might be maybe that Seattle game at home, and I'm thinking somewhere on that three-game road trip. But other than that, I feel like we need to go 13-3.
So you got to beat the Packers and the Falcons on the road early in the season.
Yes, I think the reason why I say so, I feel like you're trying to shortchange them. I think we could be a real elite team. Like our goal is as good as we was in 2017.
Dude, I got a 12-4. Is that not elite?
You got a
13-3.
We need to get home still. You mean we don't need to have the
12-4 will probably 12-4 will get them home field, won't it?
It may not, because you might have a 12-4 New Orleans team, or maybe a 12-4 Bears team. So we got to make sure that going into those last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
If it's possible, we can get that home field. It's going to be crucial for us to do what we need to do this year.
All right, you got them losing Seattle, one game against the Cowboys, and one game in that three game on the road.
Yeah.
So if they lose the Cowboys, that would be one of the three.
No, definitely not that. I think we're going to go down there and take care of business. Like last year, it was a fluke. Cause we normally
All right, so you need to lose that Minnesota possibly.
I want to say Buffalo because it's the end of the trip.
Buffalo, okay. All right. I like that, too, because I got them losing to Buffalo. All right, let's play the gimme three game with you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, let's stay in the same conference now. Gimme three. New York Jets.
New York Jets, I would have to say gimme Braylon Edwards.
Braylon Edwards from Michigan?
Yeah.
Man, that's a violation. That's the first guy you come up with the Jets?
I'm thinking offhand. Curtis Martin, and give me Wayne Krebeck.
That's pretty good. Stop it. Edwards.
After the first one, they were good.
Come on, man. Breland Edwards?
He's, yeah.
You got to get Broadway Joe. It's got to be your first selection, isn't it?
Depends on your age.
I mean, it's
Sanchez could be the first one you think of because of the butt fumble. If you're a Jets fan, that's the first one you think of
because
of the butt fumble.
I don't think of him.
You're not a Jets fan.
Curtis Martin, but then I go to the defensive line.
See, for me, though, yeah,
like they had the only thing they're known for, the Jets franchise, known for the sack exchange and Joe Namath. That's it.
Yeah, even though Curtis Martin's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
You know, first one that came to mind for me was Testaverde. He was great for them. Got it to the cut. A half Kotite. Away from the Super Bowl.
Rich Kotite would have been better.
Nah, I love Testaverde.
Yeah, you gotta go Gastineau, no?
Testaverde won.
Mark Gastineau.
Curtis Martin, too.
Where's his
Sanchez,
son? His son's in the league, right? Testaverde, right?
Yes.
Where's he playing now? Didn't they just say he just got picked up?
Oh, he
got cut already?
Yeah, he got cut.
Well, it's tough out there.
Yeah, it is tough.
I saw his name.
Yeah,
I was
all
like,
way
what?
Back. Yeah, your name is running back. Emerson Boozer was just yelled out in the crowd. Matt Snell. Emerson Boozer. Matt Snell. 610-632-0975. That's how you get in. 4 o'clock hour is ahead right here live at Hooters and King of Prussia. Back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.